I was going to tell you something. I just realized I've reached the last years of my I'll be so glad when. I wasted so much time on that. I'll be so glad when they're out of diapers. I'll be so glad when they start school. I'll be so glad when they're out of school. I'll be so glad when this, when that, when we can retire. If I could tell you one thing, and I'm not trying to be that old wise woman giving you advice, but if I could tell you one thing, don't postpone joy. Find your joy in what's happening today, because that's where it lies.
What's up, my friend? The clip you just heard was of a woman named Torchy Swenson from Midland, Texas. Now, thanks to her engaging stories, her vulnerable poetry, and that sweet, sweet Southern accent, Torchy has won the hearts and minds of countless people around the world, including myself. She popped up on my For You page of TikTok the other day, and after hearing the clip I just played for you, I went to her profile and I found myself listening to story after story being told by this sweet old lady with such a vivid memory and a poetic way of speaking. So I just had to share a little bit of her story with you, my friend. Please go check out her videos on TikTok at Torchy Swenson 2. That's TorchySwinson, and the number 2, at Torchy Swenson 2. All right. Now, in episode number 98 of this podcast, I played a clip of a woman talking about this idea called destination addiction, which is basically this tendency to live in the future, constantly anticipating this imaginary moment when everything will be perfect and will be truly happy and satisfied with life. And that's exactly what Torchy was talking about in the clip I just played for you. Always in a rush to get to the next step. So anxious for things to be better than they are right now. So in love with the idea of life being exactly the way we want it to be. But by lusting after this idea of being happy in the future, we sacrifice the possibility of being happy in the present moment. And we see this play out in so many areas of life, right? Torchy talked about being in a rush to see her kids grow up and dreaming about the day she would retire. But now that her kids are grown and she has retired, now that she's reached her desired destination, she's found herself wondering if she took the journey for granted. Now, I know I'm guilty of being in a rush to learn certain things and achieve certain goals and arrive at certain places in life. There have been times when I was so hyper-fixated on some future experience that I would go months at a time without stopping to think about and process or even just enjoy my daily life. And even if I eventually reached a particular goal, I would look back on the experience and I would see and feel nothing. As if the entire experience had no meaning. All I could think about was picking a new destination. And what's the point of that? What's the point of doing all this shit if I'm not going to be present and make the most of it? What's the point of doing all this shit if I'm not going to enjoy or even remember any of it? So that's something I've really been working on lately, man. Just trying to be present in every moment and find a way to enjoy it. Just accepting reality and going with the natural flow of things, you know? All we have is the present moment, my friend. And I know it can be difficult to live in the moment when you're unhappy with yourself or your life. Sometimes it's difficult to be happy when things aren't going the way you want them to go. But I want you to remember one thing. You're going to die one day. And it's probably going to happen sooner than you think. And what that means is you've got a finite amount of time left. And you're the only one who can decide how you're going to spend it.